What's going on, man?
Dude, what is up?
Just another day. Just sipping on some gin and juice. Is that still a thing?
Well, gin's still a thing. I don't think people are doing gin and juice anymore.
No, I don't see people.
I think people are more into gin and tonics now.
Gin and tonics are solid.
I don't like tonic water, so that's never been my thing.
Typically, if I have gin, I'd rather have it in like some 7-Up.
I like, mom makes what does she call it? It's some kind of gin runners. That's what she calls them.
Oh.
She makes something like that, and that fucking shit is so good.
Yeah, that's
fucked up fast, too.
That's like a weird, like, combo of things. That's kind of like when she's making, like, sangria or something. It's like, it tastes great, but there's
sangria is mostly wine, though, right?
Yeah. But it's also got, like, all these other ingredients to it.
It's mainly I thought sangria was just fruit and wine.
Maybe?
All it is you put, like, a certain combination of fruit into a certain kind of wine, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have no idea, though.
I don't know.
I don't drink sangria at all. I've never actually had it, so I don't know.
It's really sweet. I don't know. It's not one of those things that I could say. It's not one of those things that I could picture drinking all night like some people think they can or say they did. It's because it's just too sweet. I can't sit there and drink something that sweet all night.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. That sounds like gut rot.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Just the worst. Just, ugh.
Yeah, I'm not down for that cause, you know.
Yeah, it's all about the simplistic things.
Yes.
Like Sunny D and Bacardi. A little rum hidden away in some Sunny Delight.
Who puts rum in Sunny Delight?
Poor people, like when I was drinking that, because it masked the flavor completely of Sunny Delight. Or, masked the flavor of Sunny Delight.
I've never heard of, like, orange juice and rum. That just sounds gross.
It's not really orange. Sunny Delight's, what, orange juice light? It's not real orange juice.
Yeah, it really isn't. It's just some kind of weird, off-kilter beverage. It's orange juice's stupid cousin. The one that comes over now and then, nobody really wants around.
Like, oh, God. Damn it. They showed up again.
Actually, I take that back. It's not the cousin nobody wants around. It's the cousin that all the kids like, but all the adults are like, what the fuck, man? He's like, fucking leave.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just like, yeah, it's basically like your kid, if you have a kid, and then they're like really shitty friend that everybody's like, oh, man, hey. You really need to quit hanging out with that person. Bad influence.
He's the kid who does magic tricks. Ooh. You're like, fuck.
Ooh, he's always calling people into the living room to show his latest creation off.
Yeah. Hey. Get it, Timothy. You really don't have friends, and you come around to bug us.
No, hey, guys, let me try it one more time. This time it'll work. I swear.
No, this is how I saw Penn and Teller do it.
They're doing the trick of, okay, I'm going to put this penny right here. You see this penny? It's real. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put it down here. I'm going to set this water bottle over it. And then I'm going to say, put this little towel over here. And then I'm going to say the magic words. And it'll be in the water bottle. And then when he goes, hey, look, you can see. Look down in the water bottle. And you can see the penny at the bottom. It's in the bottle. And you look and he squeezes the bottle and the water goes on your face.
That's just a dick.
Yeah, well, that's who Sunny D is.
Yeah. That's what the D stands for, is dick.
Yes.
I'm Sunny Dick.
Actually,
now, that sounds like a
gangster
cop movie.
No, it's either a cop or a gangster from, like, the 1940s.
I was just thinking, like, a 60s cop drama, like a Starsky and Hutch, only it's just one dude. It's Sunny Dick.
Sunny Dick.
Sunny Dick's a lawman from Chicago, and he don't take no shit. Sunny Dick.
It sounds like Sunny Liston's separated twin at birth. Just like, oh, Sunny Liston and Sunny Dick.
He's got like overly feathered hair.
Oh yeah,
like it's just feathered a little too much.
He looks like Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, Sunny Dick, man. Like, you know, all the girls are attracted to him. But, like, he doesn't show interest in either guys or...
Yeah, there's...
Worst asexual character on TV.
Yeah, or he was, like, the porn awards champion of the 80s.
Who was the champion of the 80s?
Sonny Dick.
Oh.
Yeah, he was mopping up at, is it AVN? Or Adult Video something? I don't know.
I have no idea.
They have a porn awards.
But has there ever been an asexual like TV or movie character?
Just has themselves? I don't know.
Well, no, an asexual person means that you don't.
Yeah, you don't need somebody
not
else.
Really, you're at all, really. You're just kind of like, man, that does nothing. Like, you have no.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think there has been because you know how hard it would be to write a movie like that? Because every movie, no matter what, has some kind of like sexual like tension between a character and another character or some kind of romance between two characters. You gotta have to have something even if it's not like heavily involved. You know what I mean? There's always some kind of subtle like, oh, that person's talking to that person, and this person kind of feels something for that person. Even though there's nothing that ever comes from it, they have to plug that in somehow.
Oh, yeah. You got to Disney-ize your movie.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Like, I'm trying to think of a movie that don't have any kind of, like, romantic, like, somewhat implied characters. Can you think of one?
Ooh. That's a tall order.
I know, right? Like, there's always some kind of sexual tension because that, like, for some reason that always boosts a story because there's, like, some kind of, I don't know, there's a relationship on the line for some reason I think draws more people in than just, like, astronomical conflict and death and destruction. You have to have some kind of love interest because I think people, even if people who say they hate relationships and they don't really care for people that much, still fear losing connection to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like a straight action movie because I was about to say Condemned, but there's a couple in there. And so there's your relationship.
Here's a good one. There's still a relationship, but it's not a sexual one. And that's Tom Cruise in War of the World.
Oh.
To save his kids.
Okay. Okay.
Because our original thing was talking about asexual people, not relationships.
Yeah. Like, okay.
So that would count because there's nothing sexual about that.
True.
Wouldn't it? I don't think there was. I don't remember much of War of the Worlds. I don't think he had like a romantic lead in that because I don't think his wife was in it. I don't think he has a wife in that movie. I think she's like gone or something.
Oh, just like real life.
And I don't remember. There's a part where they get like trapped in a cabin with a dude. I don't remember if he ever made some like weird pass at like his daughter or something. God damn it, this is hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of anything that actually has that, and it's kind of hard to think of anything because I thought, oh, hey, a horror movie. No, damn it, there's always the couple. And then I was like, okay, how about a strictly action movie? And the only thing I could think of...
Maybe The Expendables?
I don't know. And like,
I haven't seen those.
Ooh,
so
I just thought of
know.
It. I just thought of it. Predator. The very first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Perfect example.
Finally, we have to go back to the 80s.
Yeah, because there was no like romantic ties. I don't even think they like talked about like the dude like calling their wives or anything, right?
No, there's at most there's like a bromance in the very beginning and before people get taken out.
But that's not sexual, so therefore it still falls under the category.
Yes, so, I mean, hey, there we go. That
yeah, well, that makes me feel better. We could think. There's our brains.
Well, I was talking about scathing, though, because I'm having to go. That's way the fuck back. Or, like, because I was about to say Conan the Barbarian, but no, there's shit that goes on in that one, too.
Yeah, there definitely is. Like, well, that's just like a driving force. That's in most storytelling is there's always some kind of romantic relationship that drives you to do what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like the old trope, the reason we men work anyways, so they can get women, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
But that's what everybody's doing. Everybody's working for the weekend. Actually translate to everybody's working to getting laid.
You want a piece of my heart? All right.
Yeah.
Fucking
how was your Thanksgiving,
Vice
dude?
City, dude. It's good. There's so much turkey, ham, potatoes.
Yeah, we can confirm that Hamgate didn't happen this year again.
Oh, that was,
there was ham.
Thank God.
And I ate a fuck ton of it.
I ate a lot, and I still got to take a lot home. It was great. That's.
I didn't get fucking any. I was pissed.
Right, wait, what? How did you not? There's like, I mean, those slices were massive, and I still got six slices.
I ate some, I think, either later that night or the next day for lunch or dinner or something. I know there wasn't much left. I think Mom gave you most of it.
She's just like, oh, okay.
There weren't a ton of leftovers, which was like really shocking.
Yeah, it really was, because generally we get to take home a king's ransom worth of food.
I know. I was kind of disappointed, but at the same time, it's good. You're not being wasteful that way.
Very true.
Yeah.
Delicious, though. And we got to do every unhealthy person's dream, and that is eat dessert first.
Yeah. I've never been holidays. Like, I don't care for pumpkin pie that much. Never really. I don't like pie, really. I just never have.
Yeah.
It's my thing. I'm just not into it. Not jiving with that.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like as you get older, like holidays just get more stressful and less relaxing?
Yeah. That's kind of the way they always pan out now, because now everybody's wanting to run around and do all this shit. You got to worry about where to go at what time.
Yeah, it's just like the scheduling of it all sucks. I was thinking about this today about how, you know, from the time of being like 12, I was like on this, like always on these like strict time schedules and all this shit. And it wasn't until I quit playing baseball and going into my junior college that I really had freedom of time and could pick and choose what to do. And even like now it's like reverted back to how it was, and it's just like Jesus Christ, every moment is planned out.
Yeah, it's
you can't just get a free fucking moment.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be like that. I think Christmas is always like that too. You get all that.
Yeah,
you gotta worry about Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Rock, paper, scissors. Who's getting what day?
Yeah, it's just also fucking. It's just so annoying. One thing I don't like, that's one reason why I try not to come back home, or if I come back home, I only tell a certain amount of people, and I'm like, hey, this is what's, I'm coming back, don't let anybody else know, because otherwise, it turns into the grand tour of me having to go see fucking everybody and half the people I don't even want to fucking talk to.
Oh, look at me. I'm so popular. I have to see so
many
people.
I'm not. It's just fucking annoying. What happens is people want to go to the bars, and then you see people you don't want to fucking talk to.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, the bars here where you used to live and I still do, it's like it's the shittiest high school reunion, no matter which one you go to.
They're fucking terrible. I hate it.
Yep. A bunch of people that are faking caring about anything, want to know everything.
I think that's literally everybody. I feel like I hear everybody talk about their hometowns that way. It's like, I don't want to fucking go back.
Yeah. I mean, that's an accurate statement.
Yeah. It's just, fuck me. I think it's gotten even more annoying nowadays with like Facebook, because there's nothing like You can't go to that bar and talk to somebody if you've been seeing everything they've done all year on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, because there's nothing to catch up on. It's like, yeah, if you look at that shit, you're like, I already know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you had a kid. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody does that.
Yeah. I saw. Your kid's 2 now, right? That was like 2 years ago. Why are you telling me now?
Yeah. That's old news, bruh. Why are you living in the past?
Oh, I saw, and you named him Frank, and I hate to break it to you, but nobody names their kid Frank anymore, and there is no popular Frank. Your kid will amount to nothing because you named him Frank.
What about Frank Caliendo?
I rest my case.
Yeah. I'm annoyed with that. There's another thing that annoyed me this year on Thanksgiving. Happened to be watching the Macy's Day Parade because Mom always has it on for some goddamn reason, even though she barely pays attention to it. It's super weird. I've never understood that. Like, what's so great about the Macy's Day Parade?
I think it's just because at this point in time now, it's just a tradition. Everybody's like, oh, I remember that being on when I was a kid, and they had the things, and people walked down the street, and they had a balloon.
I don't get it, though. Like, I've never understood it. I understand if the town wants to have its own parade, right? Like a Thanksgiving Day parade. They want to have that, cool. That's how they want to celebrate. If they can get people to come out and want to go to it, cool. I've never understood why the fuck it has to be nationally televised.
What's even weirder is the fact that they're going through there and they spend an inordinate amount of money on this thing to where they have your today's top artist out on some parade float going along, and then they stop the entirety of this parade in one spot so that person can sing for a minute and a half.
Yeah, and I just don't understand.
Oh, that person, those people are probably making stupid amounts of money to barely sing.
Well, that I get, like, while they're doing it. But is it just like, I'm guessing now at this point, Macy's still sponsored it. One, because they started it. Two, it's probably like one of the most giant advertising things for them. And that's about it. Now it's just all about advertisement and weird shit.
Yeah, well, Amazon's going to buy them out, and it'll just be a bunch of drones flying in balloons. It'll be great.
And then they'll start shooting people, probably.
Oh, yeah, because that's yeah, they upgrade
it. You shop on eBay?
It just mows people down. You can't. Oh, man. Speaking of eBay and Amazon, Black Friday today, it's a calamity of shit. Like, I just... peeking through some of that stuff, I'm like, oh, cool. You can get the same deals you did on Black Friday, except now they cost more money.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I'm like,
are you talking about Cyber Monday?
Or what did I call it?
I don't know. You called it Black Friday.
Oh, no, I said...
You said Black Friday, and then you said, I was surfing through it, and it's the same shit you get on Black Friday. I'm like, yeah, because it is Black Friday.
Oh, Jesus, wow. I just had a moment there.
It's so fucking dumb. It's not even a Black Friday sale anymore. They're all fucking stupid-ass, long, week-long sales.
Well, that's what I don't get. Like,
really smart.
The only time you actually get deals is on Black Friday, the day following and the day of now, which is weird, of Thanksgiving, and then everybody's price matching, so you get the deals everywhere.
But even it, like, if you're a smart man, just buy all your shit in January. January is when you can get the best fucking deals of it on everything.
Well, electronics are kind of outstanding from that.
Not necessarily true. I've seen a lot of good deals in January because they start like trying to chisel down that inventory of old tech. So if you're cool with getting later model of shit, you're totally fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. And that's the way to go. Always, I'm a firm believer in always get not the current, but the one right before the current model.
Well, duh. Like, that's what, dude, I just thought about this today because I saw a tweet about it. Like, the original PS4 came out like 4 years ago already. I didn't buy one until 2 years into it.
Yeah, and you can buy that shit, like the original, I think, for like $100 now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fucking dirt cheap.
I'm half tempted to, like, when I move to my new place, because I'm going to have my PS4 in my office and my cool setup I'll have eventually, buying a PS4 to have as, like, just the entertainment thing out on my TV, you know, so I can use Netflix and shit all on that.
There you go. Yeah, just have it as, hey, no, I don't play games. That one's just get on and watch like movies and shit.
Glorified Blu-ray player.
That's kind of what my PS4 is now.
Right.
Like, I don't fucking play that shit. Like,
I play mine all the time, but...
Yeah. I just... mine's, everything's on PC, so I'm just like, easy peasy. Jumping on this.
Yeah. I did want to talk about this before we get too far away from the Macy Day's parade. I saw something very disturbing. They were... this year, they decided to have, like, segments where they had Broadway performers do some variations on different things. And they did a SpongeBob one that was terrifying.
Were they dressed up as SpongeBob?
No, that's the weird part. They had this ginger kid playing SpongeBob just wearing, like, a yellow shirt. They were all just people kind of... somewhat dressed like the characters. So you know what I mean? They, like, tried to humanize it, which made it, like, really creepy. It would have been less creepy if they'd gotten, like, mascot costumes and did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird. So they're alluding that SpongeBob has no soul.
Yeah, that was my first takeaway. I was like, why is he a ginger? Why a ginger?
Yeah. I think that's typecasting is what's going on there.
Yeah, because he has freckles on his cheeks, they had to get a freaking redhead that was all freckly.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Ugh, that just sounds awful. I'm glad
let's
I didn't
get,
witness
let's get
this.
Get that Damien kid from Children of the Corn to play SpongeBob. That'll work.
Oh man, fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, there's a bunch of weird ones. And, yeah, Damien, probably not on the hottest names to name your kid list.
It's all for you, Damien. Yeah, it was just a very weird thing, and I remember I was sitting next to Jake on the couch watching that, and I'm like, are you as creeped out about this as I am? And Jake's like, yeah, this is fucking weird. And they, like, the guy who was Squidward had, like, a straight part down the middle, and, like, he looked more like, you remember Squidward's, like, arch rival who was, like, super fancy?
Oh, yeah, had, with, like the crushed velvet hair. Yeah, he had the crushed velvet jacket.
Yeah, he had hair like that, except it was bright fluorescent blue. And they made this dude wear these, like, pants that made him look like he had four legs.
Well,
it was fucking strange.
Little do you know, he actually only one of those legs was empty.
Yeah, and then they got this fat dude to wear a big pink shirt to play Patrick, and he was like half ginger, you know what I mean? Like, he had that, like, kind of like brown slash orange hair.
I feel like we're talking, okay, I keep hearing ginger and I keep thinking, like, sauces at Chinese place. You get some ginger sauce.
Yeah, no, it was just weird. I was just, if you really want to be creeped out, I'm sure you can go to YouTube and find it. It's just search SpongeBob at the Macy's Day Parade.
That just sounds awful.
Or Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, whatever the fuck it is.
That's a Macy's.
Might as well call it Macy's Day.
That's what I've always called it. It was Macy's Day Parade. I mean, everybody knows what you're talking about if you mention it that way.
It's awful.
Man, it sounds terrible.
Did you buy anything this year from Cyber Monday?
Fuck no. No. I keep looking, and I was like, oh, hey, man, look at this. And then just like in my memory banks, I'm like, yo, that shit was like at least five, if not more, cheaper in comparison. So I'm like, oh, cool. And then, no, thank you.
Would you say you give Black Friday a thumbs down, or Black Friday and Cyber Monday a thumbs down then?
Oh, Black Friday, you get deals and stuff. It's just not, I don't know.
Would you give Cyber Monday a big thumbs down this year, though?
A big old, yeah. I'd give it the brown note. All right.
Yep. I found a $2 sound effect thing that I find hilarious, so you will probably hear this now and then on the podcast.
Oh, God.
Because I specifically was like, $2 worth the cheap jokes I'm going to do with it.
There you go. Yeah. Fucking Thanksgiving, man. It was great.
Yeah.
Minus all that shit.
My mic was making a weird noise. I wasn't connected correctly.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
So outside of Thanksgiving, man, what you been up to?
Well, I watched a documentary this last weekend, and it's about Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. It's called Jim and Andy. Have you heard about this yet?
I've seen it on Netflix. I'm guessing it was Andy Kaufman. That's all I could guess, and then I don't know anything else, though.
What it is Jim Carrey, while he was playing Andy Kaufman for the movie Man on the Moon, which is basically a depiction of Andy Kaufman's career and his life. So Jim Carrey just plays him going through his different stages in his career. Jim Carrey method acted for Andy Kaufman. And while he was doing this, he had people falling around filming him in between takes and all this shit. So they caught all this stuff. And he's been sitting on this footage for like 20 years. And it's really, really... It's cool, but it's creepy at the same time. Because Jim Carrey, according to like a lot of people, really embodied who Andy Kaufman was. Like, he literally became him. But what was creepy about it is, like, a lot of it's Jim Carrey talking. You know, there's interviews with him and some of the other cast members after the fact, and they're talking about how deep he went and almost how, like, psychotic he kind of became. Like, the weirdest part was, like, Jim Carrey's talking, and he's talking in, like, the third person almost as if he really was Andy Kaufman. Like, he's like... Yeah, there'd be days Andy, like, talked about Andy like he was a real person. Not like, well, myself is Andy, or myself is, there's a character Andy Kaufman used to play. I can't remember, Tony.
When he was wrestling?
No, like, Tony, I think his name's Tony Camacho. It was like, he was supposed to be, like, another comedian, but, like, and so it was, like, a different persona that Andy Kaufman would dress up and be. So Jim Carrey not only was being Andy Kaufman, but would go into the psyche that was Tony Clifton. And I think it's Clifton. I want to say that's right. But the guy's name's Tony. It's another comedian. And so basically Jim split his brain into three different people. And it was just really weird. And at one point, too, like, Jim's talking to Andy Kaufman's family, and he is portraying Andy Kaufman. So he's, like, talking to his Andy Kaufman's dad as Andy and hugging him and telling him he loves him and shit. And it was just like, that part just got super bizarre. Cause it's like, dude, you're kind of fucking with these people's lives. Like, they lost Andy Kaufman to cancer. So, like, and then this dude's just sitting there portraying them and, you know, talking to him like he is Andy. I was like, that's super fucking creepy and weird.
Yeah, just hearing, well, what's super creepy and weird is hearing the name Jim Carrey and method acting in the same sentence. This is the guy that used to say, I have to ask you a few questions while bent over and speaking to somebody on a great Ace Ventura movie.
Yeah, and that's one they talk about, like, Jim talks a little bit about how, like, all of a sudden the idea for Andy Kaufman came to be and stuff like that, and Jim really respects Andy Kaufman because that was, like, one of his favorite comedians growing up, so he was super into it and, like, studied him, and you can actually see a lot of similarities in what Jim Carrey did for, tried to do with his comedy to... kind of, it's almost a lot like Andy Kaufman, so that's why he was really jazzed to try to be him and stuff like that. It's a fascinating documentary. I definitely encourage anybody to go check it out, but it is kind of like, there are parts that are just really off-putting, because that's the weird part during the interviews with Jim Carrey is there's times he refers to, like, the characters he was playing as, like, real people. Like, he was like, yeah, there was this Dace Andy fucking threw a fit on, like, on set and shit like that. or Days Tony, like, freak the fuck out. And then there's other parts in when he's doing the interview where he is just talking and he refers to himself like, I don't want to go back to playing Andy. So he's, like, psychologically messed up, I think, from playing this role, because, like, during the interviews, he's like, yeah, no, you know, talks about Andy as a real, like, being a real person on set, and then there's other times where he refers to it as playing Andy as himself, or himself playing Andy, and it's just, it's really creepy and weird. It's like, dude, where do you think these people actually live? Do you think that they were real when you were portraying them, like, the, or they are actual real people, or did you... Or do you think you just played them? Like, he goes back and forth. It's really weird and messed up. And then he also kind of spits off some shit about, like, how, hey, maybe none of this shit really matters. And does, like, that kind of weird actory thing where people are like, oh, it's all in your head. You know, none of this really matters kind of shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Gotcha.
When those actors get super big and they, for some reason, because... they're having a fucking crisis. They want to tell everybody that nothing matters.
Huh.
It's there's some really weird moments throughout the documentary where Jim Carrey is discussing things, and it's fascinating. I, like I said, anybody who's interested, check it out. It just gives a weird insight to how sometimes trying to portray people in movies can probably really fuck with your mind.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. I don't know, man.
I just can't take Jim Carrey serious.
Have you ever seen Man on the Moon?
No. Like, I just... I don't want to see anything serious Jim Carrey.
It's not a serious movie. It's about him portraying a comedian.
Oh, I know, so but...
funny, but it's not, like, serious.
I just, like... anything, like, with a modicum of seriousness to
you've
it...
You've never seen 23?
No.
It's actually worth a watch.
Because I was going through, and the Truman Show ruined everything. Because I was just like, this.
What? That's a great movie.
It's just like, no, but him trying to be serious. I'm like, no, I'm here for the laughs. I don't want to go for your depth of range. Like, just going through all that stuff. It was, I don't know. I mean, it was the same thing if I would watch, like, Robin Williams. Because Robin Williams was fucking hilarious. But then if I want to go over and I want to see something serious, I'm more inclined to go the route of Daniel Day-Lewis, who that's all he is. He's a method actor. Everything's, I mean, just, I am a serious actor.
So you don't like Good Will Hunting?
Oh, damn it. You've boxed me in. Yes, I like that movie.
Yeah, so you could shut the fuck up.
Oh, damn it. Right when you said that. Shit. You're right.
Yeah.
He had a minor, like, role, though.
I'm actually,
minor.
Like, a lot of people shit on the movie 23, but it's not a great movie, but it actually, Jim Carrey is really good in that
so
movie.
So is that, I know it's about him being paranoid and obsessed with the number 23, but is it a horror movie then?
Sort of, kind. It's more of a thriller. It's like a suspenseful. It's not really a horror movie.
Okay.
It's a thriller, I would call it. Like, there's a lot of suspenseful parts, and you're trying to figure out what the fuck that number means. It's really, the twist at the end's really good, too. I think how they did it.
They just have Michael
really
Jordan
good.
Bust through the wall at the end.
He's like, I'm here to dunk on you, Wes! Hey, Satura, I'm here to take you to school.
He's like,
Bugs Bunny's behind him.
You've been freaking out because the goat is here.
Exactly. No, but that's actually a pretty good film. I'd check it out. And I think you should actually, if you really like Jim Carrey and are a fan of him, you'd actually really enjoy this documentary. It's fucking fascinating.
All right, yeah.
But very strange at the same time. I was just like, the whole time, I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
All right, yeah, maybe I'll have to give that a listen.
Also, he talks Jerry Lawler on that, because, you know, Andy Kaufman wrestled Jerry Lawler. And so, like, he's in the movie portraying himself. So,
speaking of
a weird, weird part where that happens with that.
Speaking of Jerry Lawler, you just got me thinking. Jerry Lawler could not exist in the way we loved him today. Because he'd have lawsuits up the yin-yang. Do you remember that? Like, we'd be watching wrestling, and he'd just be yelling, the puppies are out! The puppies are out! Like, everything was a sexual joke with that guy.
Yeah.
And, like, now, imagine if they tried to do that now. Like, they just
That's my new favorite thing is, so, me and my buddy Sam, last last time we were hanging out, we were watching like the most ridiculous moments in game show history, you know? So there's just all these like old school 70s and 80s game shows, like the Newlywed Game and all that shit. And, you know, shit happens where people say some ridiculous shit. And, you know, the host, like, makes, like, some really innuendo joke. And all I did the entire time just keep joking. I was go, that's sexual misconduct, and snap my fingers and point.
Sexual misconduct. What was it? You just said the Newlywed Game. That just reminded me, because there's that question where it's like, where is the strangest place you've ever made whoopee? And that is, I quote, exact how they said that question.
Right.
And the person answers, well, that'd be in the butt, Bob.
Yeah. There was times where, like, people just made, like, inappropriate comments or, like, whatever, but everybody's laughing. And I was like, I turned to Sam. I was like, okay, think about this, dude. The fact that this happened on national TV and they let it play, like, everybody thought it was fine and stuff. Could you imagine if a game show had something get filmed like that? Because they pre-tape all this shit. Could you imagine if they pre-taped something like that in the climate right now and released that where, like, Steve Harvey said, made some kind of joke like that to a woman? It would fucking be astronomical. You'd think a nuke went off on Steve Harvey's career.
Yeah, well, that'd be like there was that dude that did what was that show? Was it Family Feud, I think? And the host kissed all the female contestants on the mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, what's up? Just a big old smack. This isn't awkward at all. Yeah, your husband's standing right there. It's okay.
Yeah. Hey, man, play's got to play.
I don't know.
Grass on the field. Play ball.
That's not how this works. The
punninggame.com does not endorse sexual misconduct.
But we endorse those sick clicks. Hey!
Watch, somebody will take every clip I've ever said before
out of context.
Yeah, and just like leave out that one part where I say I don't endorse that.
Yeah, no, just everything leading up to this. Listen to this misogynist.
Hey, you know what? At least I got somebody to listen to all 88 episodes.
Wait, what?
Well, if they want to go find everything I've ever said, they got to listen to everything.
It's 83.
83.
The magic number is 83 if you count zero and the duplicate.
Whatever. Who gives a F?
Ooh, he said the title. He said the title. Guys, he said the title.
He said it. It only took him 83 episodes. I knew they'd finally say it in this series.
Our flunkies are going crazy.
I love shows that use their title.
It's how you know the action movies are good.
Okay, so I can either tell you now about a video game I played, or I can tell you about a fun fact that I learned. You pick.
Is both an option?
Well, I can tell you both, but you pick which one you want to hear about first.
All right, let's go with the fun fact.
Fun fact. The term erectile dysfunction was actually created by an ad agency to sell Viagra. It wasn't actually a disease until they figured out that's what they wanted to use that drug for. So they had an ad agency create the term erectile dysfunction.
But that makes no sense. Well, I get who goes, yo, babe? Hey, psst. Hey, missus. Yo, I'm erect right now. Nobody says that. Like, they might as well just call it, like, hardened enhanced.
What?
I'm just thinking of better names, man.
No, dude, but that's not the point. They needed it to sound like a medical disease.
I know.
So they called it erectile dysfunction. But isn't that fucked up that an ad agency created that? That's my point.
No, that's funny. I mean, hey, and then they went on, after creating erectile dysfunction, they went on to found WebMD and convinced 90% of the population that they have cancer.
Well, that's probably true, considering all the processed food we eat. Conspiracy theories.
Cha-cha-cha. Gotta thin the herd. Give them cancer.
No, did you know that, this is what's also crazy about that. Like, you would think that'd be illegal, that an ad agency can not create a disease, but name one and use it as a marketing tool. You'd think that'd be kind of illegal, right? The only two places in the world that allow that to happen are the United States and New Zealand.
Awesome.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Rogan.
I learned something today.
No, I couldn't fucking believe that when I heard that. I was like, are you fucking serious? That's how that happened? And I looked it up to make sure it was true. I was like, it was a doctor talking about it on his podcast. So I was like, there's no way that's fucking true. And I looked up, I was like, holy shit.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying is what it is.
Yo, does your elephant's trunk not quite blow the way it used to? Try this pill! Guys, that's a terrible ad.
No, that's a different pill, Nathan. You want iron pills if you want to blow your load harder.
Well, no, that's them doing their little promo. Like, guys, no, we can't call it an elephant trunk. It's just not right.
That's just, false advertising to the
Tim,
ladies.
I just got my kid an erector set. Oh, erectile. Oh, we got it.
Do you ever have a problem with those? Like, you know, is it ever like dysfunctional? Like those erector sets? Erectile.
If your penis doesn't go up, it causes a dysfunctional family because then nobody's satisfied. That's what we'll call it.
I hope that's how it happened. Like the ad agents guy was just like super stressed the fuck out, just like sitting at his desk, just like, I gotta sell this pill, honey. I don't know what I need to somehow come up with something, some sort of tagline. Well, I'm gonna sit over here with Billy because he wants somebody to play with his erector set with him, but you won't do it, so I'll do it.
God.
He keeps complaining that it's really dysfunctional trying to use that erector set.
Wade, I'm going to cut you off and just say, I want to take everything you say, have it play out, but put Brazzers in the corner, and you have a top clickbait item.
No shit, right? But that's how I imagine that happening. It's like just some stretched out exec trying to come up with it, and then he just like saw his kid's toy set and was like, erectile. It's not working. It's dysfunctional. Erectile dysfunction! He just yells it at the top of his lungs. Wakes up his new 2-month-old baby. His wife comes downstairs, starts screaming at him. Starts complaining that he's drunk on scotch.
His oldest kid's going to school. My dad came up with a pill to cure what he calls erectile dysfunction.
No, you just screwed it up. That's not what I said.
I know. You said you woke up the 2-year-old.
No, but you screwed it up. He didn't come up with the pill. He came up with the tagline.
Oh, the tagline. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he's the ad agent guy.
What a shitty job.
Right? That you have to come up with shit to sell it?
And then he gets none of the proceeds. That thing goes on to sell gangbusters. And, yo, you got those blue diamonds? Actually, he should have just... If he would have known they're blue diamonds, he could have just went, blue diamonds. A man's best friend.
Rizzle. That's a good tagline. You should copyright that.
Cha-ching. No.
Yeah, but then I guess the other thing I did is I finally got to play Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it Mario Kart
Switch too?
Yeah, that thing's fucking awesome. The Switch.
It is pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. I still wouldn't buy one because there's not enough games yet, though. But I played it and it was fucking awesome. I hadn't played the new Mario Kart at all. I think the last one I played was for the Wii. I haven't played even the one that was on the Wii U. So, but the Switch version of Mario Kart 8 was really sweet. It was a lot of fun. All the tracks are really dope. They had a couple new characters, too. Like, you can be, like, Metal Mario now and shit.
What? So now it's, like, Sonic? I mean,
you never heard of Metal Mario?
No. That's why I'm like, it's like fucking Sonic.
You're an idiot. What about Nintendo 64 when you got the metal shit so you could be underwater and not have to float back up?
I didn't know it was called Metal Mario.
How do you not know that?
Dude, we were not Nintendo kids.
I'm such a fan of Nintendo.
No.
They're great for kids.
No, we were fucking Sega kids.
We were, but I knew about Metal Mario forever.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Did you never play Super Smash Bros. Melee?
Fuck no.
Oh, my God. Or just Super Smash Brothers on 64?
No.
Oh, my God.
I played GoldenEye.
Yeah, you could be Metal Mario in that game.
But no, you couldn't. You lying sack of shit.
Yo, you could.
No, you couldn't. You could be
not GoldenEye.
Yeah, that's
no.
What I'm talking about is GoldenEye.
No, not in that game. No. That'd be fucking weird, though. Just like, you got this blocky Pierce Brosnan running around, and all of a sudden you see, let's go! Boom! You're dead!
It's just fucking, that was the precursor to the new Mario game they have out now, where he's running around with humans.
Yeah, exactly. Italian started the mob, bitch! Wahoo!
Take that up, job!
Gonna take a little off the top of your dome.
Okay, now somebody needs to make a fan creation mod of this. Because that'd be great. Just running around and Mario just blasting people.
I'm sure there's some fan-made like Mario shooter out there somewhere.
It's just Mario repeatedly shooting Luigi. Actually, it'd be Luigi shooting Mario. Just getting all his grievances out. All on Mario.
Yeah, it just turns into a fucking... After you kill him so many times, it just does a cut scene where all of a sudden Luigi's got Mario tied up like fucking Hannibal Lecter has a victim tied up and he's just torturing them.
Yeah. Just, yep. And everybody's going, yeah, I could see that. Nobody was player two in Mario. Nobody.
I was. I like being Luigi.
He could jump higher. He could jump higher.
Exactly. But yeah, man, that's all I did this week.
All right.
Other than... Maybe I'll just, in the middle of this podcast, plug some stand-up dates. Oh! Doing some stand-up. Who doesn't like stand-up? Like I said last week, on December 9th, I'm going to be at the Hall Avenue Tavern in Des Moines, Iowa. You can check that show out. Go to... That show starts at... Oh my god, I gotta find the thing.
Wow, this is great. Filler.
At 9 p.m. That starts at 9 p.m. at the Hall Avenue Tavern in Des Moines, Iowa. Come check that out. There's like 8 comedians on that thing. It'd be a blast. And then I added another show in December. It's called Java Bros Holiday Comedy Show. We're doing that at Java Joe's in Des Moines. That's December 22nd. It's a Friday. Like I said, at the Java Joe's Theater. And that'll be at... God damn it, why is there no time on this fucking thing?
Wait. It's a theater? I thought you were legit performing in a coffee shop. I'm like, yo, you get...
Well, like, apparently they call it a theater, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that show starts at 7. It doesn't say it on the poster for some reason. But yeah, you can check that shit out on... you know, the Des Moines Comedy Scene Facebook page. And then I'll also be in Albia, Iowa on January 13th. At the country club. More details on that. I don't have the times or anything yet. But just wanted to plug those in the middle of the show. Plug.
All right.
Yeah, man. So now, what have you been up to?
Well, man, I watched this thing called Macy's Parade. It was great.
Gay?
Yeah, pretty much. So, speaking of that, what you just said there, yo, you love Rurouni Kenshin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the creator just got caught with a whole mess of child porn.
I mean, that's upsetting, but at the same time, if you told me, like, if you had to make an educated guess... How much child porn do you think most anime creators have? Or what percentage of anime creators look at child porn? What percentage would you put on it?
Well, given the way they draw nowadays and they make them appear younger and younger, I'm going to go in the upper echelon of at least 70 to 80%.
Yeah, I'd say at least from 60 to 70%.
Like, I was watching.
I was going to be a little, more hopeful.
No,
you're just like, fuck it, throw him onto the bus!
Pretty much. Because, I mean, I'm just watching. Here I am, I'm watching all this shit, and it's just like, what was it? Ambitions of Oda instead of Nobunaga. Oda Nobunu, where all the feudal lords of Japan have all become princesses. And they're all, like, 16 and well-endowed. And it's just like, wait, what? And then, out of nowhere, there's a handful of them that are, like, little chibi ones that are like, oh, cool, you're, like, 8. What the fuck? And then there's people that worship some of these, and I'm like, okay, yo, the anime's great. I enjoyed it. But that's kind of creepy, is full-grown dudes, like, this one that's like a ninja, she's got to be at least 8 tops. I mean, and that's being generous. But then she's got freaking full-grown dudes that follow her and idolize her. And I'm like, okay, this is really creepy, because they get all pissed off if the main character hugs her or touches her. So then, like, that kind of stuff where I'm going, yeah, that's... Yeah, I could totally see him owning. They're all getting arrested.
Just sounds like par for the fucking course.
Pretty much. It's like, hey... And so, bottom line is, hey, the dude did great work with Rurouni Kenshin. I'm super happy he made it, but he's still a shitbag.
Yeah, for sure. Like, anybody who fucking does anything that... Because people... I hate when people make this argument. They'll go, oh, well, just looking at that kind of shit is like a victimless crime. Is it? What about the fucking kid that had the picture or fucking, even worse, some kind of video where something was happening to them on it? Is that person is that victimless with that? Like, you can go fuck yourself. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
If you try to defend that in any way, you're a fucking scumbag.
Yeah. Like, the bottom line is, and this, I guess this is my only real point to make here. Yo, hey, terrible people can sometimes make beautiful things. It doesn't change the fact that they're a terrible person, though.
Yeah, well, look at Harvey Weinstein, perfect example. Made, helped produce and create a shit ton of awesome movies. Still a fucking piece of shit.
Still makes all the plants tremble in fear.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of... things I think I don't want to get into that.
Yeah,
rabbit hole.
You think he could
own a rabbit hole I could go down that would be very upsetting.
Yeah, good thing he's not in Denver. Like, he could open up a little factory and everything would be seasoned.
Ugh. Even I didn't like that.
Oh, well, you should. That'd leave like a very odd taste in your mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah, it just really bothers me. Like, that shit's just fucking terrible.
Yeah, no, it
is. Anything that affects kids is fucking terrifying.
I was just like, man, that sucks. But I didn't know the fucking guy, and I'm perfectly comfortable going, oh, you're a shithole. But all the money for that, I'm guessing all the money for that show probably doesn't really go just to him. There's no way.
No, I'm assuming he's probably kind of like, you know, a lot of times, man, those creators end up getting screwed over because did he create the show or write everything?
He created it. The manga. Is it manga? Manga? Manga?
One I would say manga.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, he created that. And once, like, it becomes, like, an anime, I think it's a totally different ballgame because I think you sell part of the rights of that.
Gotcha.
I don't know, though. I don't fucking know how comic books work.
That just makes me think of, like, there's some poor, poor, like... bastards that are enslaved right now, and I mean that in the worst way possible, because they're in a basement like, oh fuck, man, what else are we gonna do, man? Goku emerges with Broly and I don't know, and just fucking offs himself because just forced to try and create a new storyline of Dragon Ball anything right now seems like a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's hard to please the fans if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the dudes are putting in an effort to write an original story for the most part. But it's fucking hard when you're trying to follow up some of the most iconic fucking anime stories of all time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, I need to outdo that? Well, fuck.
Yeah, and that's where, like, people judging art bothers me. And I get it's a continuation of the story, too. That's what makes it even more difficult, is you have to keep the lore the same. You have to – they're not – like, those writers didn't create that. So, like, for them to keep a story continuing that they never set out to create or had the vision for the universe is fucking tough.
Yeah.
Like, to jump in and try to take somebody's baby and help create it and keep it – growing and flourishing yeah. is fucking tough.
Yeah, especially when most of those, like the original creator, they ended it right where they wanted to. They're like, okay, this concludes this story and I'm done. And it right. just walks away. Fuck.
Well, and that's, in my opinion, how most things should be done when it comes to telling stories and shit like that. Unless it comes from the original person and them continuing off the world that they created and built, it should be left alone, in my opinion, just because it just doesn't work most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, do you have those rare gems where it actually turns out to be really good and an awesome sequel and something that really is cool and adds another position to the story? Absolutely. But show me the batting average and I guarantee you it's horrible.
You got Dragon Ball Z after Dragon Ball, now Dragon Ball Super. Because, I mean, they retconned. There was something in between Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball Z that was hot. And I mean hot trash. And that's no longer acknowledged.
Well, and think about this, man. Think about it, it's like with anything in life, like when you have a job. Like, that's those people's job is to write for that show, correct?
Yeah.
How many of them are actually super passionate about the show and love it and, like, would do it for free to help create and write for that show? Probably some of them, not a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're
they want the, one like hand. They have a passion project of their own that they're writing and hopefully can get greenlit one day and make the show about that, which that show will probably be awesome because they've put this time and effort and it's theirs. Like, when it's just a job, like a thing to get a paycheck and you're just writing for that, I'm sure it's just like me going to my job. Some days, yeah, I actually put in some effort, and then other days I'm like, I don't give two fucks about this.
Yeah, like the day before Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So that's my, yeah, that's how I feel about that.
No, I agree, because like, I've seen shows like Kill la Kill that are freaking amazing, and it's just because it's so out of the ordinary, and then they're done. One season, gone. Okay, thank you. We've concluded this entire arc. And they're just right. done. And it was yeah. perfect.
And that's how, one reason why I was pissed that fucking Sword Art Online had a second season. Perfect fucking example.
Okay, no, hey, the second season's all right. That gun thing, I don't know what the hell it's called, if it's still Sword Art Online or whatever, it's terrible.
Yeah, I guess the second season isn't super bad, but I liked how it kind of just left off on the... where it left.
No, yeah, first season was phenomenal. Second season was okay. And then that one with the gun thing where he gets Sephiroth hair is terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's just bad.
And that's but at the same time, I'm okay with that because it's still the original creator who wrote that. So yeah. That's the vision he saw. Unfortunately, people just didn't like it.
Yeah,
but it was his vision on how he wanted, where he wanted the story to go. So that I'm cool with. It's when you have like random people who's it has nothing to do with them, where you know, like where a studio or something buys out a story and they're like, "Well, I want it to like the original creator's like, well, this is the way I want to go with it." And they're like, "We understand, but we think there's like new creative better creative direction to go," and they basically just tell that dude to fuck off.
Yeah.
That's where I get mad.
No, that makes sense. And then, something I wanted to bring up. So, it was kind of crazy to see the reporter in Daredevil Episode 1 and go, "Oh shit, that's how it's all tied together. Wow." And then, also go, "Man, I misjudged this so harsh just because of Ben Affleck."
Like, yeah, you're a fucking douchebag, and I told you that for 2 years.
After telling everybody that I've always been into it and lying through my teeth saying I've watched this and I'm watching it again and that you hated it, I'm telling them I converted you. It's great.
You're a fucking asshole. Such a piece of shit.
It's great. It's
a great show.
No, it actually, admittedly, I was 100% wrong. It is great. And
you think I was going to make you watch a garbage TV show?
Yes.
You're a fucking piece of shit. What other show have I ever told you to watch that you were like, that show sucks? Unless I purposely told you, like, hey, watch this god-awful show just so we can make fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. No, but I the show's great so far. I'm only three episodes in. I watch my obligatory three like I promised I would. And I'm like, all right, no.
Are you watching season one then?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I told you, like, I remember saying to you, just watch the first three episodes of season two where the Punisher's involved, because he comes in during the first three episodes, and I'd be like, you'll be hooked at the second season for sure. But I'm glad you're actually watching the first season.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it right now, because then now I'll know the characters as they show up, because right now I'm just like, the backstory, the way they do it, I find vastly more entertaining than that shitty movie. That movie, I'm not joking. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be off. If it's anywhere close to that, I'm out in a hurry. So I was going in with just tainted expectations. Thank God I was wrong.
Yeah, I told you from the get-go that it had nothing to do with that movie and isn't anywhere near what that movie's like.
Hey man, I have trust issues. If this hasn't been made evident. I'm just like, fuck. I know from past experience, I saw Daredevil. It was bad.
I've watched that movie more times than I probably should.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No, I don't know why. It was one of those, before Netflix ever came around, you know, the FX always used to play that fucking movie. So I'd watch it all the time because I was like, there's nothing fucking else on.
I used to stop on all the time when I saw it, Elektra, because there's always that scene where they're outside under like a gazebo fighting, and I always caught it at that.
I've never seen Elektra.
Yeah, don't. It's bad. Jennifer Garner doesn't work as Elektra.
No.
It's just, well, doesn't work.
Well, I knew that movie was going to be bad because it was a continuation of Daredevil, so.
Yeah, I didn't know that until the first time I watched it, because I didn't watch Daredevil till after Elektra. But I will say this for anybody that was like me watching Daredevil and then critiquing it based off the movie. Picture Daredevil and then, I don't know, picture basically this. Picture Crouching Tiger or Hidden Dragon mixed with a Marvel character, because there's a lot of fucking kick-ass martial arts that are going on. And it's just fun to watch. Like when the fight scenes happen.
Really dope.
When the fight scenes do happen, they're fun to watch.
Oh yeah, it's choreographed beautifully.
Yeah, and it's
great. Which is weird because like he's good at like martial arts, which you would think because of how good those fight scenes are, Iron Fist would have been way cooler, but it wasn't.
Iron Fist is terrible, and like I told you, I watched like an episode and a half, and I just gave up.
I watched two, and I said I can't fucking stand this.
Yeah, and apparently that's the unanimous decision by the larger majority of the audience.
And I thought maybe he'd be better in Defenders too, like somehow they'd develop his character better being around other heroes, but you hate him even more in Defenders.
Maybe they should make him turn into a villain. Just flip the script because everybody already hates him.
I don't think they're just not going to make a second season of his show, and they'll bring him in for the Defenders when they need him.
Ugh. But yeah, no, that shit was good. Daredevil has officially knocked Luke Cage out of my top three, because now it goes Punisher.
I told you.
Yeah, so right now, and it's to be determined, but I still think it goes Punisher, Jessica Jones, Daredevil.
Yeah, I would agree with that order 100%.
So it's, oh wow.
The Punisher series, man, you finished it finally, right?
Yeah, I've been done.
Spoiler alert, everybody. How about that scene, though, at the end when he finally gets the fucking main dude, the Agent Orange guy, and fucking sticks his thumbs into his eye socket.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
That was the most brutal thing I've ever seen on TV.
You finished it, though, right?
Oh, fuck
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. So I can continue spoiling. No, the final fight, how about him dragging his best friend's face across the fucking glass carousel broken window?
Oh, it was awesome. I love what he said to him afterwards, like when he's making him stare and he says, kill me. He's like, that's the thing, Billy. Dying's easy. You know what's hard? Getting up every morning and looking and wanting to be with them.
Yeah, it's just
like he says the most, like, that's so fucking brutal. Like, it's like, ah!
It's just, oh my god, that whole fucking thing. That show is insane. Like, it is so dark, and I loved it.
It's everything I wanted it to be, because once you get to Daredevil Season 2 and you see the scene when they're in the prison, that was like the first... Like, he does some crazy shit in Season 2, but like there's that one scene in the prison where he kills a shit ton of people, and you're just like... That's when I went, I need a fucking entire season of just this. Which, I don't know if that means it was just that good, or if I'm sick in the fucking head.
I don't know. The whole thing was amazing. Like, just the start of the jump, that season, there's no other word for me to say outside of, like, I got giddy watching that, because I was sitting down and I ended up standing up watching the Punisher work at the end of that with the sledgehammer beating the shit when they reawaken the Punisher. And I just stood up. I'm like, oh, Frank. And then I immediately text you, Frank motherfucking Castle.
Yep.
That's where I was right when I texted you. So it's just like, oh my god, it's so good. My only concern is now, all right, you got this great arc and there's no more characters remaining from that except for Billy, who's like disfigured in a like glass oval freaking face mask right now. So I'm just like, oh, what?
Yeah,
what
but the thing is, too, you don't know. Like they said, they don't know if he's gonna like he's in a coma, and they don't know if he'll remember anything or even know who he is.
Yeah, so I'm just like, are they gonna change him into a different villain, or I wonder what they're gonna do.
I don't know enough about the Punisher to know, but that's the great thing about him is like they can kind of make him do a bunch of other things. Like you can take the character. That's what's nice about an anti-hero who kills his villains is you almost get a fresh slate of villains in the driving force into why he's going to go after them or they're coming after him. You have a brand new story you can tell, which is nice. You don't have to worry about continuing it.
Yeah. The fucking thing about it is that's going to be beautiful is they don't have to continue a story arc. So we can get in there, new villains, hey, they're after this, and best part is, Daredevil Punisher's pretty much freeform, because he is a vigilante in that respect, so, hey, somebody's doing something wrong, oh, he's going after them.
Right.
So
then opens it up to, like, he could go after anybody.
Yeah, and that's what's beautiful about the Punisher, is, like I said, he's freeform. It's just a shame that we'll never get to see him interact with Spider-Man.
Get over it.
No, I want my wet dream to come to life.
It's not even that many comics that actually happens. And like it happens for like two episodes in a fucking cartoon series.
No, the best one and the one I want. God, what was that? Was it called the Manhunter? The dude that always wore like the tiger vest and the giant.
Oh, yeah,
knives.
I remember that dude, yeah.
So the best episodes of Spider-Man were when he came in and so did the Punisher, because those all three of them together was just phenomenal. Like, it's just two crazy people and Spider-Man. And it's great. Yep. And I want something of that ilk. And maybe we can get that because, hey, if you get the Punisher coming in, they could do some of that stuff and replace Spider-Man with, well... Daredevil. Just do. I mean, somebody else. You know what I mean?
That's what they kind of do in Season 2. You'll see. Of Daredevil. You'll see that.
Gotcha. No, it'll be good, though. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to that point. But, yeah, The Punisher was great. And I can't wait for them to make a Season 2, which is successful. And as much as everybody seems to love that fucking show, even though I've heard it called divisive... It seems poised to definitely get a Season 2.
People called The Punisher divisive?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't...
How... On what?
Huh? Just, I guess...
Because there's a terrorism axe in it at one point?
Probably. I don't know. I'm just...
Dude, that shit pisses me the fuck off. Because you shouldn't... It's a TV show. If you're taking anything in it fucking serious, you're a fucking part of the problem. If you take that shit serious, that's what drives people to think it's serious and then want to go do that. You're part of the fucking problem. Like, just enjoy it as entertainment. That's all you need to do. And if people think that that's, like, a call to action or something, those people are crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, when I got to that part where you finally were telling me, oh, I know what happens to that character, to Lewis, you know, that man broke, and he went crazy. Like, ultra-mega crazy. And I think maybe that...
If anything, that sheds a light on a horrible problem in our society right now, which is we don't take care of our veterans.
No, that was like...
Terrible, terrible fucking lot. They're fucking injured and hurt after what they've seen trying to do for us.
Yeah, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Like, that was the one part of that, and I go, damn, that's like the realest thing in this show. And if... That's the one thing people can take away and go, no, that shit's actually real. Like, people fucking lose it.
Yeah, and if they're calling that divisive, you can go fuck yourself.
I bet.
That's shedding light on a problem that it needs to be addressed in America.
Yeah, agreed. But yeah, it's that show was so good. So well good. Done.
Go watch it, everybody. Watch it twice.
And then come back and listen again. Help us stay the fastest-growing podcast on the internet.
That's actually great.
Also, the other thing I wanted to mention to you, flunkies, is, hey, you like stuff? You like things? How about Things About Stuff, our newest collection to the podcast universe?
Yes.
On punninggame.com.
The ever-growing network that is punninggame.com.
Yeah. It's growing fast. Not as fast as this podcast, but it's going fast.
Correct.
Yeah, go to punninggame.com where you could check out us and our new affiliates. Things About Stuff. You get two podcasts a week now, ladies and gentlemen. Every Wednesday and Friday, you're going to have some new dulcet tones coming from your speakers to your ears in nice symbiotic fashion. No ASR or ASMR stuff going on, unless you want it to. But
I feel like it that week.
Yeah, it'd be just us doing this fucking show, like, trying that
would
be
anything,
terrible.
Is there like an opposite ASMR where it's just people yelling in a microphone?
Yeah, that's called, you just screamo music. Just, everybody, go to punninggame.com. Nathan Explosion. Oh, yeah, I forgot about yeah, check out punninggame.com where you can get all these podcasts. On Monday and Friday, you can still get your Snapchat. Jesus Christ. You can see your
Snapchat. You don't have a Snapchat.
You can check your filters. No, you could go in there and get your Snap reviews on Monday and Friday. You can also jump around and check out the more meatier things, and that is visually stimulation.
Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of weird video games, some good video games, and some whatever video games. And we do commentary, talk shit on each other and the game. You can check that out on punninggame.com right on the main section. We got the latest two episodes. If you need to see every playthrough we've ever done, just hop on over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab, and you can see all of those. And if you need the immediate access right when it loads, just head on over to youtube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, hit subscribe, and you'll get it before it even hits the website.
Speaking of loads, help your local creator create a similar thing to erectile dysfunction. Who knows? You could be the next mass marketing tool. Stay tuned for more. We're out.
Penalty call on the offense. They're all running around with boners due to Viagra.
Who is it?